hypocrisy in there. Foolishness on others. So I don't take them seriously. Neither should anyone else. Kate Kirby is a joke. You know, I mean, he can't compare to, you know, I mean, if you look at Amy Shee's videos, they're made well. They have a point to them. It's not just him rambling on and on about nonsense. He actually has the point. He actually gets to the point, you know, and actually talks directly to the audience. You know, Gage Kirby just loves to hear himself talk. And so he just blabs on and on and on for hours and hours and hours and many, many minutes. Until eventually he's just like, you know, I don't understand what context he's saying. His hair is greasy. His fashion sense is horrible. You know, it's dark. The background's dark and dingy. The microphone isn't working. You know, like, oh, it's got technical difficulties or something going on with his computer. And at the end of the day, you know, I never take a Kirby seriously. You know, I never once have ever taken Gage Kirby seriously. Because at the end of the day, it's more like conservative-based comedy. You know, his YouTube videos are just like laughing points in a very bad sitcom. And like, you know, it becomes imperative to realize the fact that, you know, nothing Gage Kirby says is true. So reality matters when he says, oh, you know, all these amazing conservative, you know, cult members, you know, reply in his comments. The only people that really reply to his comments, but no one really cares. At the end of the day, you know, it's like, Gage is just an idiot. He says he's done, he's old, he's tired, he's over with. But then he just keeps going on and on and on because he loves the attention. He loves saying bad things about people. He loves lying about me. He loves lying about others. And he can't even get my name right. So the reality of the matter is that, you know, they failed a long time ago. You know, they're at a loss and they're trying to gain something, but they're trying to win. But they keep losing, you know. And that's what happens when you bully and mess with other people's lives, you lose. You know, bullies are losers. No, but those who stand up against the injustice and protect the people as a whole are the winners. And that's what I do, and you, the listener, should do that also. You should help other people. Don't hate your neighbor. No, love your neighbor. And show them the utmost respect and the utmost dignity. You know, because everyone deserves respect. Respect is given, not earned. And so, one day, you know, like I said, one day I hope and pray that Gage Kirby will learn the flaws in other ways and will put an end to his sins against humanity. And the sins against myself. But until that day comes, he will continue to lose. And I warned him that this will happen. I warned him a lot that this will happen. Of course, Gage Kirby chooses not to listen because let's make America great again, cotton in his ears, wearing his MAGA hats and supporting Donald Trump, and then the Senate denying it when all the evidence is right there, because 5 minutes ago you just went up there, you know, spending all your time defending Donald Trump. It becomes imperative where it would just be so much easier if Gage Kirby and his conservative cult would just say, hey, you know what, we're racist, we hate people that aren't white. Okay, there you go. Because we already know who they really are. We already know who they really are. And by we, I mean people including myself, but being the multitude, not just one person. And it's a shame the fact that I have to explain to someone who claims to be intelligent what the word we means, you know. And Joseph, an intelligent person would know what we means and what the word and what I mean, right? The difference between singular and plural. But Gaze doesn't know the difference, you know. He thinks that we means you, and you means someone else, and he gets confused with English, with the English language and the English vocabulary, because he's uneducated. And I mean, everything I say is 100% true, because I live through that. You know, I've been a victim of Gaze Curry for 2 years, and I have a photographic memory. I remember everything that Gaze Kirby has said against me and the people in general. Every last word. So I know his actions and his character. Because Gaze makes this thing, people just watch his videos and then that's it. But you can actually get a lot out of it, especially when it comes down to conservatives. You know, when you sit there and watch Gaze Kirby videos, a close-minded person will just watch it, and it's, you know, whatever, you know, just bypasses them. But an open-minded person analyzes. One thing that we analyze in Gaze Kirby's videos is the very fact that he really doesn't take any time to actually give a crap about, you know, putting effort into making quality videos. You know, it's like he turns on the camera and then he's like, oh, we're just technical difficulties. Oh, the microphone plug was out. Oh, no, this is the problem. That's the problem. I mean, that's really unprofessional. You know, Amy Sheen got all the subscribers that he has because, not necessarily because everyone agrees with what he agrees with or believes what he believes with, but because of the very fact that he's professional in coming out and talking with the people. You know, Gaze Kirby doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't even care enough to wear nice clothes. He just wears drabby, pointless, you know, sweaty clothes, and it's just like, he just doesn't care, and he rambles on. You can't hear him, you can't understand him. Like, the microphone's to your left, and he's talking to his right. And then the microphone's to your right, and he's talking to his left. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. Talk into the microphone, talk clearly, talk intellectually, you know, talk profoundly. You know, it's not that hard, right? I mean, Gaze Kirby, Amy Sheen, who is Gaze Kirby's enemy. Not because Amy Sheen did anything wrong, but because, you know, Gaze Kirby's a conservative, and Amy Sheen's a liberal, and we all know how conservatives feel about the liberals. I mean, not because being liberal is bad, just because of the fact that, they're just jealous that the liberals are above them, and they gotta look up at them. You know, they want anyone to look up at them. They don't want to be the one looking up. Liberals. And so, you know, Amy Sheen comes out, and he's entertaining, he's articulate, he's cool, he's an all-around good guy. And when you watch his videos, you know, you're not thinking about anything else. You know, you're just watching his videos and listening to what he has to say. However, with Gaze Kirby, it's more like, you know, he's the way that he addresses people in his YouTube videos is monotone. At best, it's like you go to a hospital and someone died, and it's like that very long line, that kind of noise. It's just like, it's monotone, and it goes on forever and ever until you just want to, like, shut it off. And that, I mean, that really describes the conservative mindset to a T. The conservative mindset is basically monotone. The same beliefs, the same religion, the same ideology, over and over and over again, even though millions of people have proved them wrong over and over and over again. and it's like 50 people telling you that you have a flat tire. Now 50 people telling you that you have a flat tire, and at the end of the day, you still don't listen. And then the tire, just completely falls off the tire. Now you're running on rims. And 50 different people tell you that you're riding on rims. But you still choose not to listen to them. And then your car catches on fire. And then 50 people tell him that, you know, his car had caught on fire. But he chooses not to listen. He has continued his own way, right? And then people just give up. Later on, the gas tank catches on fire, and the car blows up, and now he's injured in the hospital, you know, with third-degree burns and all that stuff. And when I come in, and I say, I come in, and I say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, I'm sorry for, you know, the loss of your skin, and you can't move and whatnot, you know, and such. And he sits there, and he attacks me, and he attacks all these people. When in reality of matters, the problem came when he chose not to listen to other people talk, because he kept thinking that he was higher, better, and more educated than the other people. I mean, that's basically Gage Kirby's problem. He doesn't listen. That doesn't mean he has to listen, but the problem comes into where listening would benefit him in his lifetime, but he chooses not to. And then when everything falls apart around him, he wants to go and spaz out and act like he's some sort of, like, you know, he has no idea what's actually going on. And, you know, It's really, really sad, because I never, to be honest with you, I have never met anyone like Gage Kirby in my life. Most people are, you know, they speak clearly, and they have an open mind. You know, Gage Kirby is like, you know, Gage Kirby is the very reason why a lot of people don't go to public school. Because, you know, like, you know, Gage Kirby gives the public school system a bad name. And I don't know what happened in Gage Kirby's life. I don't really care. I mean, I care, but I don't really care in the sense that, you know, he's not going to talk to people, you know, like a civilized conversation. He just loves yelling at people. Can't seem to get along with people. And then if you wonder why, which we all know, I mean, the world knows why people can't get along with Gage Kirby. Because he's arrogant. And he's arrogant and rude. He has no charm. He has no class. I mean, if I had to choose between Kourtney Kardashian and Gage Kirby, I would choose Kourtney Kardashian any day to work with. Because at least Kourtney Kardashian, you know, she knows what's what, and she knows who's who, you know, and she has her life together, and she cares about other people. Yes, she's not perfect, but at the end of the day, she tries, and she doesn't serve as well. However, Gage Kirby doesn't care if you live or die. You know, Gage Kirby cares only about himself. He only cares about, you know, what's best for him, what sounds good to him, what makes sense to him. But you never think about anybody else, you know. Gage Kirby is the perfect example as to why, you know, we don't need any more conservatives or any Republicans in the White House. Or any country for that matter. You know, because, you know, these fools are the ones tearing down your country. I mean, look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a perfect example of what we don't need in the White House. Gage Kirby is a perfect example of what we don't need on YouTube and on social media. We don't need these conservative bullies pushing an agenda, and then someone just wants to go and talk about something and better understand their position, and instead he goes spazzing out like an uncontrollable rocket, and then they just set things on fire. And as soon as anyone says, you were the one that set my house on fire, they just go, they turn around, they look at you, and they go and attack you instead of addressing what they've done wrong. You know, Gage loves setting fires, but he doesn't know how to put them out. And then when people put out his fires, he gets mad and starts setting more fires. Meaning, I know Gage Kirby is going to sit there and try to say, "Oh, well, what you mean is he doesn't understand what I mean. I mean, he doesn't understand, you know, where I'm coming from. He doesn't even care where I come from. He's not even trying. His mindset, so his intelligence is so poor that at the end of the day, it's like, you know, wisdom goes in one ear and out the other. He goes around. He just going in a straight line until he eventually crashes into a wall, and he blames everyone else for the crash. He wants everyone else to pay him compensation for the crash. The reality of the matter is, it's his fault. And everyone can see it. You know, anyone with a brain can see that Gage Kirby caused his own problem. Because he chose to go and meddle in other people's affairs. And he chose to get into the business of other people. And, you know, he chose to do all this stuff. You know, and clearly it's not my fault that he's in the situation that he is. It's no one else's fault. Because Gage never actually listened to anyone anyway. So in order for what he's going through to be my fault, he would have to actually open up his ears, you know, shut up for once in his life, and actually go out and, you know, actually listen to people. But he never does that, so clearly it's not my fault. He never listens to me anyway. You know, he wants everyone to listen to him, but he never listens to anyone else. And that's why, I mean, I made a choice a long time ago not to listen to Gage Kirby. You know, like I said in previous podcasts, you know, if Gage Kirby tells you to do something, do the complete opposite. Because Gage Kirby clearly does not have your best interest at heart. You know, he doesn't care about you. And it hurts to say that about a human being. Because, like, you know, human beings weren't made, they weren't created for that purpose. You know, they was created to help each other and take care of the earth. Yet Gage Kirby and his conservative cult, all they want to do is destroy this planet, destroy your country, destroy your freedoms, and destroy your democracy. And take all that away from you and basically, you know, scrap you up your rights, your human rights, and then control you like a puppet, you know, treat you like you're a part of some, you know, conservative ventriloquist act. And, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for Gay Sharpie, you know. Nowadays, I watch his videos, I do, just to keep up with, you know, with the conservative, right? And, you know, he still does the same thing. He blames everyone else for his problems, you know, and then he just goes attack people. And then, you know, you always got these comments where it's like, "Oh yeah, well, I agree with you, but they're all conservative too, they're all brainwashed, you know, I mean, just as Gage Kirby wants them to be." And so, you know, when I watch him nowadays, it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, nothing that Gage Kirby says actually matters. You know, and you'll say, "Well, why are you mentioning me, you know, and stuff like that?" Because at the end of the day, there's people who will actually think that his words matter. That's who I care about. Because I know, I've known from day one that Gage Kirby, you know, Gage Kirby is a joke. You know, his logic and ideology is a failed joke. And Gage isn't actually funny to begin with, so, you know, it's not a surprise. You know, I mean, it's a shame the fact that, you know, he puts so many people through hell and high water just so he can look good. You know, Gage, Aim Machine, and many other YouTubers who I know, they don't do that. You know, Desmond's Amazing doesn't go out there putting people down. In fact, he goes out there and brings people up. You know, when Gage Kirby tears people down, when conservative right tears people down, you know, there's always these, there's millions of them. There's always the liberals that go and bring people up and bring the destruction in order to actually make people's lives that much better. It is the liberal left that goes around and cleans up after the mess of the conservative right. And the conservatives are always blaming the liberals for all their misdeeds. But we all know that this is a bunch of lies. You know, because anyone who can spend an hour calling someone a slanderer is clearly, spend an hour talking bad about someone is clearly hiding something about themselves. And it becomes imperative to actually realize the very fact that, Gabe Kirby is nothing compared to what he thinks he is. The outside world can see his true colors and his true nature. I mean, Gabe Kirby is so out of it, he can't even see it for himself. But what he can't see, the rest of the human race can see. I will never get tired of fighting against the injustices of Gabe Kirby and his conservative cult. I will never get tired of speaking the truth. I will never be tired of telling the world my story so that people can learn from my suffering and my persecution by Gabe Kirby and the conservative right, so that they too can arm themselves with knowledge, build up walls of integrity, and protect themselves against the iniquity that is imperative to come against them in the near and distant future. Near and or distant future. Gabe Kirby is very confusing. Not to me, but to himself. He's confused about who he really is. This goes on and on and on. It's just he loves to hear himself talk. And he goes after people who run podcasts. And he goes against people who have YouTube videos. And it's not because he actually did anything wrong. It's just because Gabe Kirby is a jealous type. He's a sad type. He's a mad type. He is the bad guy. It's sad to see someone who they can't put any time and effort to actually clean their face, wiping their glasses, and taking a smirk off their mouths, and actually wearing some presentable clothing, for the camera. They can spend all their time being racist against people who they don't even know. We don't even care to know. And this is why people choose, this is why people favor the liberal left over the conservative right. Gabe Kirby hates SJW for no reason whatsoever. And whatever reason he does spew isn't actually legitimate reasons. It's just him producing conservative, propaganda. Like he always does. But one thing that's really, really clear is the fact that Gabe Kirby has made basically a living for myself and for many others. Because I never once thought that I would actually go out and make a podcast until Gabe Kirby started saying all this stuff. And then I'm thinking, Gabe Kirby, he has all these YouTube videos, and he thinks he can control the media, and control, YouTube, and control Discord, and push anyone around and stuff, like he's some sort of Fox News, copycat. And then I started thinking, I started really thinking, and I said to myself, well, wait a second. This is a democracy. And in democracy, nothing is really one-sided. So if Gabe Kirby gets his chance to speak his mind against the liberal left, the liberal left has the right to speak their mind against gay scrutiny and the conservative cult and the conservative right. If Gage Kirby has the right to go and sit in front of the camera and lie about me, then I have the right to go on my podcast and actually speak the truth against him. If Gage Kirby has the right to support Donald Trump, then I have the right to support whoever I want to support. Because there is no double standard when it comes to democracy, or diplomacy, or transparency. All there is in true democracy is equality. And Gage Kirby doesn't know what equality means. Because if he knew what equality means, he would be on YouTube supporting Black Lives and supporting the people who stand up against injustice. He wouldn't be part of the injustice. You know, any fool can go and bully people on YouTube, but it takes a very intelligent, wise person to go out and say, you know, put an end to bullying. In my book, Not in Service, the number one code, which is being sold currently on Amazon and Lulu and wherever books are sold, which Gage Kirby is jealous about because he can't even manage to make proper YouTube videos without having technical difficulties. You can clearly see in text, which is 100% true, that, you know, the way that Gage Kirby chooses to be is somewhat disturbing. You know, I mean, we all know that Gage Kirby is a danger to himself and others. We all know that he's clearly not safe being by himself. And he's clearly, you know, not necessarily the most. I mean, he can't be trusted. Is the point. Gage Kirby is mentally disturbed. He can't be trusted. He gets mad when people speak the truth against him and his actions. But then, when the world gets mad against him for lying on YouTube videos and slandering people and discriminating against them and being racist against them, persecuting them for the color of their skin, hating them because of their sexuality and their life choices. At the end of the day, you know, no one can share their emotions against him, but he can share his emotions against the world. It's been concluded that, you know, Gage Kirby clearly is a very odd, big oddball in the existence of the world, of the human race, rather. He's a very big oddball. Now, the majority of humanity does not act the way that Gage Kirby does. They don't act the way that he does. They don't even think the way that he does. Because most people are busy living lives, living their own lives, and taking care of their own lives, and helping and taking care of others. Not busy meddling other people's affairs, and wasting their entire lives, making, you know, pointless YouTube videos about people that don't actually exist the way they say they exist, if not at all. And that becomes the very stronghold that the conservative left has against Gage Kirby and the liberal left has against Gage Kirby and the conservative right. The very strongholds that we have is caring. Because love cannot be censored. And yet the conservative right chooses to censor these people. So then what? Like, what do people get out of hatred? Nothing. What does people get out of bullying? Nothing. So what do people get out of Gage Kirby's YouTube videos? Nothing. The reality of the matter is, you watch these videos, you move on with your life, you get what he says into the next video, and it just goes on and on the cycle, and the vicious, corrupt cycle continues. Because it's never complete. I mean, clearly Gage has not succeeded in what he wants to succeed, otherwise he's going to be still making videos about the same subject over and over and over and over again. Now, of course, on my end, I'm speaking out against Gabe's Crippen. I'm telling you, my story about how I was victimized by Gabe's Crippen. So I have the right to talk about him. But that's not the only thing that I talk about, even if you can see in these podcasts. Because most of this stuff is using Gabe's Crippen as an example of what not to do with your life in order to be successful in your life. But Gabe's Crippen's videos is more videos and streams. He doesn't know the difference between the two. Clearly, those streams and those videos are just a bunch of hate speech and hate speech and hate propaganda and fake with a side order of fake news. All mixed together, making it look nice. When the reality matters, it's poison. It's like making a pizza. It looks like a pizza, smells like a pizza, feels like a pizza, even tastes like a pizza. But the reality matter is, it's poisoning that pizza. And it may look like your pie may look exactly the same as their pie. But the only difference is that yours has poison and his doesn't. And that's the reality right going here. When I speak to you, the people, there's no hatred there. When he speaks to you, the people, there's hatred and there's a lot of turmoil in his heart. Like, he doesn't know what love is. He doesn't know what love is. Because many people may love him, but he doesn't know how to show love back. And then he pushes them away, and now they don't want to hang out with him. And they don't want to, actually hang out with him, because hanging out with him is really embarrassing. I mean, I feel very embarrassed for Gabe's Crippen, the fact that he actually has the audacity to go up there saying the things that he does on YouTube, and then actually think people are going to take him seriously. Which is why AMG has more subscribers than Gabe's Crippen does. See how Gabe's Crippen likes to use YouTube subscriber numbers in order to justify who's valid and who's better than who. If anything, AMG, who's also Gabe's Crippen's and his GC2 Corps enemy, just like everyone else in the world, doesn't think like them. AMG has more subscribers, he has more likes, he has more videos, he has more credibility, he actually makes sense. Gabe's Crippen goes on for 2 hours and nothing that he says actually makes any sense, because what he's saying is incorrect and illogical at best. Nothing Gabe's Crippen makes any sense. So what you're saying is, that's not what I'm saying. Why don't you ask me what I'm saying? Like, instead of trying to speak for people, let them speak for themselves. And then you just ask, it's different if you ask questions and then you get answers. Like Don Lemon, like people on CNN, they do. Which is because Gabe's Crippen hates CNN, but CNN is way better than any of his videos or his entire YouTube channel combined. His two YouTube channels combined, which is embarrassing on his part. At the end of the day, CNN asks questions. They don't just say, "So what you're saying is," they ask questions. And they say, "So are you saying that?" Right? Everything is a question and answer, give and take. Say what Gabe's Crippen does is interjects what he thinks you're saying, but what he thinks he's saying isn't actually what you're saying. So it's basically slander and fake news. The reality of the matter is, nothing that Gabe's Crippen says I think is actually what I'm thinking. Nothing that Gabe's Crippen says I say is actually what I'm saying. Gabe's Crippen has basically failed himself. And the people around him. Because the real culprit here is the fact that he doesn't get any of his facts straight from the source. He listens to random people who think they know, but they don't know. And then he listens to, it's almost like, a liar passes a lie on to someone else who then quotes that lie, that makes them the liar. And all they're doing is spreading lies until eventually one day the pork will lie and anyone deny and blame everybody else for it. That's exactly what Gage Kirby does. Gage Kirby is a liar, and it is imperative to understand that, watching his videos isn't necessarily the most educated experience in my life. I mean, I have learned more from Desmond is Amazing than I have from Gage Kirby. I've learned more from Kourtney Kardashian than Gage Kirby. I've learned more from Justin Bieber, from Barack Obama, from Hillary Clinton, from Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, from Nelson Mandela to Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond, who used to be on Top Gear in the UK. I mean, I've learned more from Brian Thomas, DWTV, BBC, France 24, Al Jazeera, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, Nancy Pelosi, all the people that Gage Kirby hates. I've learned more from the people that Gage Kirby hates than from Gage Kirby himself. Because the other matter is, the people that he hates aren't bad people. Gage Kirby hates me. I'm not a bad person at all. Matter of fact, I'm a victim. Conservatives hate Nancy Pelosi, but Nancy Pelosi isn't a bad person. I'm not saying she's perfect. I'm not saying anybody's perfect, but she's not a bad person. At least the way that the conservatives come out to make her look like. Or the way that conservatives say that she is. It's highly important that we, the multitudes, and by multitude, I mean many people, I mean more than one. This Gage doesn't understand anything, any English, doesn't understand proper English, just rambling on and reading and using his words. Reading and spazzing out and all this lot. But at the end of the day, I mean, the reality of the matter is, Gage Kirby is the real loser. But I don't want you, the listener, to be a loser. I want you to be a winner. And the only way that you will win is when you're on the right side of life and the right side of justice. Don't be the one who hates humanity. Be the one who protects others from those who hate humanity. Don't be the bully. Be the one who stands up against bullying. Don't be a racist. Be the one who stands up against racism. Because people like Gage Kirby will fall on their face and no one will help them up. And they'll continue to fall and fall and fall. They'll be bruised and bleeding until the day they die. And no one will ever help them because they'll never allow anyone to help them. People try to lend a hand, helping hand, and they just push the hand aside. And, people like Gage Kirby are always going to suffer because they allow themselves to always suffer. It's no one else's fault. It's not my fault. It's not you, the listener's fault. It's Gage Kirby's fault. It's his own doing. Same with Damien Tate and others in Gage Kirby's GC2 court or outside of his court. I mean, the reality of the matter is that Gage Kirby had wasted 2.5 years of his life, if not more, saying the same words that no one's listening to, saying the same ideology that no one cares about, and promoting the same propaganda and fake news that everyone already knows is fake news, and they're completely just zoning you out. The point is it not possible for Gage Kirby to find another subject, another topic, another platform? Does he always have to be such a hateful person? It has nothing to do with his race, because Gage Kirby loves playing the race card. It has nothing to do with his race. If Gage Kirby was Indian, I would be saying this, and acting the same way that he does now, I'd be saying the same exact thing. Because reality of the matter is, it's not about the color of your skin. It's about your actions and your character, and Gage's actions and character is corrupted. I would almost say that Gage Kirby would be like, you could say that Gage Kirby is the Antichrist, if you will. I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but you could justify that statement a bit. But I mean, I, as a human being, do not want you, as a human being, to be a loser. Because you're not a loser. No matter what Gage Kirby or the conservative right says about you, you are no loser. The very fact that you choose, the very fact that you go through the internet learning and actually reading real news and listening to real people talk about real news and care about the real issues in real time, in our day and age, in our day and time today, at the end of the point comes in where, guess what? You are a winner. If you want positive change for humanity, you are a winner. You don't have to be perfect to be a winner. You don't have to be rich to be a winner. All you have to do is be intelligent. True winners have wisdom. Gage doesn't have wisdom. Gage runs from wisdom, because wisdom is what is proving him wrong. You know, Gage runs from correctness, because being correct therefore proves him to be incorrect. Conservative right runs from political correctness, because political correctness exposes them as being incorrect and therefore fools. Fools run away from being reprimanded. Fools run away from knowledge. Fools run away from being corrected. Gage Kirby always runs from correction. He runs from knowledge. He runs from education. I mean, look at how he treats me when I say get an education. I got an education. I say, Gage, you need an education. You need to learn what's actually going on around you. And he says, oh, I need an education. Read. All these noises and stuff. He starts spazzing out and everything like he usually does, because his brain cells keep disconnecting. He doesn't understand what education is. You know, because he keeps associating education with brainwashing, which he does. So, nevertheless, I mean, that's what happens when, you know, you spend your whole entire life doing evil against people. You think anyone else who tells you legitimate advice is evil as well. You know, you have start getting trust issues, having trust issues and whatnot. And so, Gage doesn't have an education. You can say, well, he graduated from this. I don't care where he graduated from. I mean, he doesn't have an education. Anyone can sit through 4 years of classes and act like they know something, but at the end of the day, they don't know nothing. Many people have graduated from high school, and at the end of the day, they have no idea what the teacher ever taught them. You know, people have graduated 4 years of colleges, and they don't even understand. They still understand, things like trigonometry and biology and such. I mean, there are people that got their way through high school and college, and they don't necessarily know how to read. The reality of the matter is, just because you have 4 years or 5 years or 6 years, just because you have a PhD, does not mean you're better than anyone. Doesn't even necessarily mean that you're correct. As a matter of fact, there have been many doctors out there who have PhDs and stuff, and they lost their licenses because they're quacks, they're bad doctors. I mean, look at Michael Jackson's old doctor, right? Gave him all that propofol and stuff like that. He was supposed to do that, right? You know, working, getting money, getting cash under the table and all that stuff in a bad way. And then going off and injecting, you know, giving Michael this very potent drugs, you know, that shouldn't be given to human beings in those doses and whatnot. And Michael Jackson died because of it. You know, and yeah, sure, the doctor had a PhD. And yeah, sure, the doctor had many years in college. But it doesn't change the fact that he was stupid. And that's the thing that Gage Kirby doesn't seem to understand. I mean, Gage Kirby could finish school, and Gage Kirby had done all that stuff, which I doubt. But at the end of the day, guess what? He's still stupid. He still doesn't have an education. Because you can have an education in mathematics, but have no education in street smarts. You know, like almost like that Seinfeld episode. You know, he's smart with rocking, but dumb in parking. I mean, that's the actual real logic. You know, you can be smart in fashion, but dumb in driving. You know, you can be smart in smart in politics, but be dumb in social interaction with other people that have nothing to do with politicians, which a lot of conservatives have that problem, especially Gabe Kirby. Not that he's a politician, but it's the opposite way around. You know, Gabe Kirby may be good at, you know, at going on and on and on talking about things. I mean, you know, that repetitiveness. But he's bad at, you know, respecting other people and actually showing that he cares about other people in order to draw more people into his group, you know, so that he can expand their minds and whatnot for the better good, man. Mostly because nothing he says is actually for the better good of humanity. It's for the better good of himself. And we all know that everything that Gabe Kirby thinks is good is bad for everyone else. And anyone that everything that Gabe Kirby thinks is bad for everyone else, yeah, for him, it's good for everyone else. You know? So in Gabe Kirby's case, what's bad is good, what's good is bad. But if you strive and if you crave wisdom and knowledge, then you are indeed wise. But Gabe Kirby calls the wise fool and the fool wise. Because his mind's corrupted. He doesn't know up and down. He doesn't know left and right. He doesn't know north from south or east from west. He doesn't know what countries exist and what countries don't. He doesn't know the realities of capitalism and the fallacies of conservatism. The reality of the matter is that Gabe Kirby doesn't have an education. He doesn't have an education. He doesn't have the mentality necessary to live a quality life. But where Gabe Kirby and his conservative cult has failed, you, the people, will succeed. Because where Gabe Kirby fails is wisdom. So don't be like Gabe Kirby. Wisdom comes with knowledge. Knowledge comes with intelligence, and intelligence comes from education. Learn. Gain knowledge. Examine everything. Ask questions. Always ask why. Don't be afraid to ask questions. The conservative right will always try to censor you, just like Gabe Kirby and his conservative cult always trying to censor me and my podcast. But they have always failed, because guess what? The truth can never be censored. Donald Trump tried it and it failed them. George Bush tried it and it failed them. Many conservatives have tried it and it failed them. Jimmy Swagger tried it and it failed them. But at the end of the day, guess what? When Barack Obama spoke the truth against racism, guess what? It benefited him. Even to this day, many people wish that Barack Obama was our president instead of Donald Trump. And people talk more about Barack Obama, you know, positively. More people talk about Barack Obama than Donald Trump in a positive. More people talk about Donald Trump than Barack Obama in a negative. The reality of the matter is the fact that people respond to positivity rather than negativity. And Gabe Kirby and fools that actually believe in what Gabe Kirby actually believes that they deserve it, right? They don't understand the fact that spewing a bunch of hate speech on Fox and Friends is not make people just go and bow down to you. You know, I mean, people are going to speak out. It's just like when they say, oh, well, Black Lives don't matter. Well, then you all see how that worked out. You know, you think by saying that, oh, what, everybody just going to say, oh, you know what, okay, you was wrong. Okay, let's go home. No, instead, it escalated the issue. It escalated the problem. Because conservatives don't know how to solve problems. They don't know how to throw money on it. If a house is on fire, they just go off and get the best firefighters while actually thinking of, you know, getting the best firefighter that money can buy, not necessarily thinking that, hey, maybe if we actually built this house to the fire standards of the city or the state or the country that we live in, this house would be on fire in the first place. You know, people warned me not to fall asleep with a cigarette in my mouth. You know, but I was stupid enough to fall asleep with a cigarette in my mouth and got into the cushions and caught on fire, lucky I'm not dead. They don't think that way, they don't think logically. They just think, oh, well, see, it's the liberals' fault. See, this couch made in China, and Chinese people, they don't know how to make couches, they don't know how to make product, they don't know how to make quality stuff. That's why I'm gonna buy American. Like, that's not even the point. Just don't smoke a cigarette on the couch, because if it gets in the couch can catch on fire. This is what we have to deal with on a daily basis. But the more people that gain knowledge and wisdom, the less people have to suffer from stupidity. If you don't want to suffer anymore, get an education. If you don't want to be dumb, if you feel like you're dumb and you don't want to be dumb anymore, get an education. And that does not mean do what I do or do what I say. But what it means is the fact that I am teaching you the very avenues that you need to take. How you want to take them is up to you, but you need to take these avenues in order to build yourself up to continue on the levels and the other levels in order to actually build yourself up to what you want to be, not what the conservative right wants you to be. Because conservative right will tear you down and tear down everything that you built up for yourself just so that you can go and follow them. And they don't care, and that's the interesting thing about these people that follow Gay Curve and whatnot. If any of these people in question ever got in trouble, Gay Curve wouldn't bail them out. You know, you can be a Gay Curve copycat all you want to. And this is the truth, you can be a Gay Curve copycat all you want to. But at the end of the day, guess what? When you get in trouble, Gay Curve isn't there. When you're suffering, Gay Curve isn't there. When you're crying and upset about something, Gay Curve isn't there. Gay Curve doesn't care about you. He only cares about your viewership, your likes, your subscribing, your subscribership. And he only cares about you following him. He doesn't care about your emotional state. He doesn't care about your physical state, your physical being, or your spiritual being. He doesn't care about anything. He sees you as a marketing tool, not as a human being. However, I see you as a human being. I see you for who you really are. A person who wants to live a better life. And the only way that you will live a better life is by knowing who your enemy is and knowing who your friends are. Because conservatives are not your friends. Gay Curve will never be your friend. He can say all he wants to, but he'll never be your friend. Because one false move, if he finds out that you believe the one little thing that he doesn't believe, he'll turn on you like he did with me. Gay Curve is a danger to himself and others. And his promotion of censorship is appalling and is an attack against our democracy. But you don't have to be that way. You don't have to suffer through the problems that Gage suffers through. You can be so much more, you know. Because we believe in you. That's the type of friends that you need. You need friends that believe in you, that stand up for you, that no matter what, they won't bully you or harass you. They'll tell you the truth. They will tell you when you're wrong, but you always know that there's love behind their statements. There's no love in Gay Curve's statements. Gay Curve says so himself in many of his YouTube videos on his YouTube channel, Gay's Doom Guy, and his other YouTube channel, Streaming Doom Guy, that he hates me. Which I really don't care, because that's why this podcast exists in the first place. Gay Curve hates me. Okay, well, this is the reason why Gay Curve hates me. And this is exactly the reason why I would never be Gay Curve. I would never be like Gay Curve. And this is why you shouldn't be like Gay Curve either. Because no one benefits from hatred. God does not love those who hate others. God said to love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the answer, not hate. And Gay Curve is not the answer. He's never the answer. He will never be the answer. And Gage is your stumbling block. Don't stumble on him. Step over him and be successful. More next time on the On Shinny Show, where your mental fitness is our business. Take care and be safe.
morning, fuckers and fuckettes. I'm vaccinated, caffeinated. Morning, fuckers and fuckettes. I'm vaccinated, caffeinated, and freshly masturbated. Ready to take today by the balls. Consensually, of course.
What if we had only unvaccinated places?
Girl, nobody told you about the morgue? Jesus Christ, they're popping up all over across the country, okay? Don't worry, plenty of your friends will be there. The dress code is really strict, though. You gotta be in a bag.